So the Glen Ira Council, it's not the only council involved, but it's one of the main ones, has got a proposal for a thing called the Inkerman Road Safe Cycling Corridor. And the idea is to link Dandenong all the way through to Melbourne. So if you're in Dandenong and you had an inkling on Inkerman Road to ride a bike, you'd be able to do it. Now, one of the proposed routes heads northwest from Caulfield Station along Normanby Road, then west along Inkerman Road and Inkerman Street to Hotham Street. But residents in the area say that all these cyclists, and in fact the cycling track, will strip busy streets of parking spaces. It'll cause havoc. People won't even be able to access their own driveways. Joining me on the line now, resident real estate agent and one of the campaigners behind the Save Inkerman Road Fund, Rochelle Butt. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for letting me speak.
Okay, now I know there's a number of different possible routes for this track, but without getting too much into that, let's just say it goes down Inkerman Road as proposed. What will it do to people who live there?
Well, as a real estate agent, you know, the first thing that I'm experiencing myself now, which is real, is pandemonium, mayhem and worry from people who are living on Inkerman Road that their values will disappear if you have to drive out of your driveway. And as it happens, there's 1,500 houses on Inkerman with approximately, you know, the same driveways. And you're going to have a peloton of cyclists coming through from another area, all down Inkerman Road, who don't live there, who have nothing to do with Inkerman Road. And, you know, they're calling it a safe cycling corridor. There's nothing that is going to be safe in that if you have people, you know, thundering down the street.
Yeah.
And then you've got families. This is a family residential area. You know, and which part of safe cycling is it going to be? You know, people
So you say there's 1,500 houses along Inkerman Road that would be affected. So you have a permanent cycling route, you know, as soon as you get your footpath, nature strip, cycling route. And you're saying if you're reversing out of your driveway, chances are you might hit a group of cyclists.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so
okay.
You know, who wants that? It's not safe.
And what about parking on Inkerman Road? Will that be affected?
You know, they've sent out all this paperwork to fill in 10 scenarios that might happen on Inkerman Road. And it's funny that you say the Inkerman Road cycling corridor, because in actual fact, there's supposed to be four options to this cycling corridor, and three of which are on Inkerman Road and one is on Dandenong Road. And Dandenong Road is obviously the preferred option since they have already trams and it's much wider roads. Mm. But because it's Daniel Andrews and it's a state initiative, he's saying they're not spending the money on Dandenong Road, so it's just left to the residents of Inkerman Road.
Righto. So when will the final decision be made?
Well, apparently in December they're making it. There were supposed to be community people involved from the beginning, which was ignored. They're now scrambling to try and get community involvement, so they've got all these little sessions here and there, but they're not really, they haven't been very proactive because the people who are turning up are not really familiar with everything. They have spent, which we think about $700,000 on doing this pilot corridor, which the residents are totally up in arms. There's signs everywhere that are getting defaced. I mean, it's the residents are obviously extremely upset. The paperwork they've sent out actually has the 10 scenarios that they're opting to try and choose from, and they want everyone to number them. Nobody can understand any of the paperwork that they sent out, and I think it was deliberately done like that so people don't understand what they're doing.
All right. Thank you, Rochelle. Rochelle Butt there, resident, local real estate agent, one of the campaigners behind the Save Inkerman Road Fund. Look, I know the area reasonably well, and I've got to say, if you've got a permanent cycling lane, which will attract, as she puts it, pelotons of cyclists, it's going to be extraordinarily difficult for people to get out of their own driveways. Not to mention the fact that all the parking spots on the side of the road will disappear and therefore be pushed into side streets. There you go. Cyclists ahead of motorists. 9600 693 1313 32. The calls continue in a moment. Right now, it's 4:45.